Urban school children are facing a number of barriers to learning. A new nationwide study says one of those barriers is the high rate of students arriving at school hungry. But in the Buffalo Public School District, they're serving up thousands of free meals each week to city kids.
I don't think it's unique to one school. I think it's something that we've definitely seen across the district.
Bridget O'Brien Wood is the food service director for the Buffalo Public Schools. The district provides free meals to all students through the federal community eligibility provision because Buffalo has such a high rate of poverty.
Our district has about 75% of the students and their families are below poverty. So we provide breakfast in the classroom. We provide grab-and-go breakfast. We absolutely are trying to make it as accessible and appealing to the students as we possibly can.
The Scholastic New York Teachers and Principals School Report finds 71% of children across the state are arriving at school hungry. Scholastic Education reached out to about 5,000 teachers and principals in pre-K through 12 across the U.S. We spoke with the organization's chief academic officer, Michael Hagan.
I think this data that from the Teacher and Principal School Report helps to support what you all are doing in Buffalo, making sure that you're breaking down some of those barriers so those students' achievements can go up. And when we talked to the educators in New York, the feedback they gave us was 85% of them said that they are experiencing children in their classrooms facing barriers.
In the city school district, more than 24,000 breakfasts and about 29,000 lunches are served each school day free of charge.
We know that there is a need there. We know that families are struggling in this area. And so this program is very valuable and a help to families.
The district has also added after-school dinner meals. 7,000 are provided to students in after-school programs.
So those are our after-school programs that are providing, you know, curriculum enrichment or extracurricular activities for students. And we do provide either a snack or a supper. Sometimes it's cold or hot, depending on the school administrator. But we are providing it to all of the schools that have a supper program.
We need to look at how we fund schools differently, even within each district, and what that looks like.
As far as other barriers to equity in education, Hagan says 90% of students come from homes where there's a family or personal crisis. And 80% of students are also in need of mental health services.
Given the data that we received, we looked at all poverty levels from low poverty to high poverty. So it can be from being in split homes to whatever they're having to coming to school hungry. And so that data is just alarming that this is where children are coming to school before they begin the learning process.
Providing free meals to city school students is a chance to lift at least one barrier to equity in education.
It's helping them learn better. So hopefully we're getting this generation to do better academically and have more success at school by being able to provide them with that nourishment they need.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.